This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. It is Monday, and of course, we know where we like to go with Monday, so joining us again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon. I'm trying to get used to the fact that it's still afternoon when I do the show now versus evening. How's it going?
It is great to hear you. Who cursed us, Bill, to live in such interesting times? Please take it back.
I don't know. It's never a dull moment, without a doubt. It is never a dull moment.
Amen to that. Today, tragically, the United States Supreme Court denied certiorari to all 10 of the Second Amendment cases that were sitting in front of it on appeal. They'd relisted them week after week. And this week they go, none of them are good enough. Four justices actually think there is a human right of self-defense. Those are Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh. And those justices know that Justice John Roberts will vote against them, along with Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan. I'm sorry, there is no Second Amendment under this Roberts court. This is a victory for Senate Democrats. They threatened the Supreme Court. Remember, you and I thought, oh, come on, how can the court stand for that? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what to think of this at this particular moment because, on the other hand, I don't think there's any stomach for any gun control going forward. So I don't know if we look at this and say, well, okay, there's a trade-off right there. I do think they had two or three cases. I haven't had a chance to talk to Stambolia because the Young case is coming to a head, and they're working sort of feverishly on that one.
Right.
But I haven't had a chance to discuss with him because he's always the voice of reason in some of this stuff. And if he becomes unreasonable, then I become unreasonable. So I haven't had a chance to speak with him about it yet. I do think we have a lot of challenges, but at the same time, we've also got a brand new set of people coming in that didn't own guns before, and I don't know. I think gun control, I'm sure the Hank Johnsons and the Dianne Feinsteins will still put stuff forward, but I don't think they're going to get any support for it.
Well, this is a victory for the Senate Democrats. Their threats clearly worked. It's a victory for New York State Democrats who horribly abused the right of self-defense. Remember that you can't move a gun from one house to the other. And Roberts, with his position on the court, these abuses will go unanswered. It's a victory for the liberal justices on the lower courts that ignored the rulings of Heller and McDonald. Those violations of human rights will now stand as law, because Justice Roberts surrendered our rights. Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation said, and I quote him, "The Supreme Court's refusal to take a Second Amendment Foundation case falls squarely at the feet of Chief Justice John Roberts."
Here's what I will say. What I will say about this. Getting out there and having a lackadaisical attitude towards elections.
Oh.
That's got to go away.
Yes, sir.
That's got to go away. Getting out there and saying to yourself, okay, if it comes to this, we'll just put it before the nine people. Because that's the way a lot of this happens.
Right.
That becomes the last thing, the last ditch effort. Now, what about just campaigning and trying to change an election outcome?
I have this is a bar bet fact. I spoke to the Democratic Party the Republican Party chairman in Los Angeles. And you would think there are Republicans in Los Angeles? Why,
I'm
yes,
sure
there are.
Four or five of them, yeah.
No, no, no. There are over a million of them. And if half of them went out to vote, they'd sweep the state. But they don't. You're absolutely right. We have the failing government we voted for, or perhaps more accurately, failed to vote for.
Right. I just don't... the idea that we... Virginia is a beautiful example to look at. Just
Thank
because
you.
A whole bunch of people just decided not to go vote. What, 60% of the electorate didn't turn out.
Right.
And then, ever since then, everything's been defensive. Let's have this rally and this rally and this rally and this rally. And it's... The only thing stopping Northam is his legislature that won't actually okay some of the stuff he wants to pass.
Right.
But he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
That's
and
right.
So is the General Assembly, and the ones that decided to stay home and not vote, getting out there and leaving it up to the courts to do it, I just think that's a foolish way to go, because it's like saying, okay, I'm going to depend on the jump ball. I'm good with that. I'm perfectly good with that. I'm too lazy to get out there and actually do something to try to change my lot in life or make sure my rights are good to go. But,
I do have to go ahead. Did you want to? I agree with you wholeheartedly. If you think this is a, it is tragic. We'd hope the Supreme Court would stand up. What I don't know is, given the arcane rules in the Senate, if a Supreme Court justice were to suddenly fall ill, would they actually allow a replacement now in an election year, or would that have to take place next year?
No, they would have it. I mean, all they've done is they looked at, Harry Reid started it. And they're just running with it. So right now, if that were to happen, they would go ahead and take care of that.
I thought that was the reason that they didn't elect. Who was the liberal judge?
I don't remember. He had two last names.
Yeah,
that's all I remember about him.
Obama appointed, and they said, this should be ours, and the Senate refused to confirm him.
Sure. But, I mean, what they did at the time, when Reid was getting ready to consider the nuclear option, McConnell told him, you will live to regret that. And then when they wanted to go that way, they invoked the Biden rule, because that was Biden's rule. That's the one they put out there. Biden put that rule in place when there were still 18 months left in George Bush's term.
Right.
And they invoked that, and then when they got control of the Senate, they were like, you know what? You guys already started this ball rolling. We're going to go ahead and go this way. Thanks. Thanks for the motivation.
The new powers that now, again, none of us are safe when the legislature is in session. When we come back, I want to give you a shout-out because you helped me write an article last week.
Oh, goodness gracious. I can't imagine what that would be. And for those of you that like Rob's stuff, you can find his stuff at either... The written word is at Slofax WordPress blog. And then it goes from there to the ShineRetiringClashDaily.com. And then eventually it ends up over at Amoland.com. Podcast, of course, you can find his self-defense gun stories anywhere fine podcasts are put out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
SCZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SCZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support support, and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. He wants to talk about something he wrote because he says, I helped. I seriously doubt that, but please tell me.
Talking to you, I've been doing self-defense gun stories. We just did the 200th episode.
Wow.
We take a forensic look, a after-action report examination of how we do as civilians in self-defense. Grandma defends herself. Grandma has never had a training course. Grandma is lucky to remember how to load her firearm. And yet Grandma defends herself against some thugs in the middle of the night because Grandma's a defender. What we, the public, walk around with is this twisted notion that when we get a gun, we're going to become a gunfighter, something we'd see on TV. A gunfighter is someone who defends themselves with rapid motion, rapid fire, high accuracy, and a defender is nothing like that at the time. Bill, you talked about it. You gave me the key to it all. We were, I think, basically you said tactics beat skill, right?
Right.
If you give me time to defend myself, you better bring a great big hammer to get me out of my home because I can stop 10 of you. That's what Grandma does. Grandma hides in the corner of her bedroom. She makes the bad guys come through her door. Doesn't have to aim. Doesn't have to be fast on the trigger. She knows right where the threat will come from. I did a story this week. A lady hears something downstairs. She stands at the top of the stairs, goes, there are people in her house still upstairs. Don't come down, folks. Whoever you are, I'm armed. I've called the police. Go away. Don't come upstairs. The guy does. He gets shot. She's unstoppable because she's in a defensible position. Someone has to tell these millions of new gun owners that we have in the last few weeks to ignore Hollywood, that they have to learn how to cheat.
Yep. Yep. They're in that kind of thing, the rules. There are no rules. The winner is going to be the one that's still upright.
Exactly. Well, and you and I think we could be gunfighters. We've practiced enough. I think our best bet, obviously, situation dependent. If my family's behind me and the bad guys have to walk down the hallway that gets to the, you know, past the bathrooms, past the closets to get to the bedrooms, and the lights are off, they're lit from behind, and I see them coming, they don't stand a chance.
Oh, yeah.
I want civilians to start thinking that way. You and I see the store clerk when it's an armed confrontation. It's you try and avoid a gunfight. A gunfight is bullets going both ways. He goes, okay, here's the cash register. Here's the whole safe. Here's everything you could want. The bad guy's hands are full, and the guy's still got a gun in his hand, sort of. And the clerk defends himself. Okay, if you give me an advantage like that, after you've threatened my life, I'll take it.
Yeah.
That we don't want to depend on skill. We want to move so that we're in a position, a situation where we have a phenomenal advantage so that we get to go home.
I think a good example of tactics was, I don't remember, you might have written about this, but there was a attempt at a robbery at a barber shop, and one of the people getting their haircut had a gun on him. So they went past them and said, you got to stay right here. And as the bad guys went past the guy that was getting his haircut, well, then he produced his weapon, and he started going to town on them, and I think he shot most of them, if not all of them. And that's a good, you know, that's a good tactic when you got to, you know, once again, they handed over the advantage to the would-be, you know, they didn't know what any of these people covered up with all these aprons had on them, so they just handed over that advantage to them, and they got shot for their trouble, and I think that's a good advantage of tactics. Rick Ector was telling me about some carjacking one time, and a female was there, and they were like, they were there for the car, and she throws her keys to the left, and as their eyes follow the keys, she draws her weapon and shoots one of them.
Yes.
I mean, tactics are, you know, for a fast-thinking person, it's not like you have to be able to, you know, you don't have to be wearing a ghillie suit to know tactics.
Exactly. Exactly. Tactics is a deliberate manipulation of the situation so that we have a wildly unfair advantage. If you try and attack me up the stairs, you can't move to the left and right. You can only come straight forward. Once you start to come at me, you're committed, and gravity's working against you to slow you down. The lady who defended not only her husband but two other people had a huge advantage. Cleverly enough, all of them heard her yell, "Stop, I'm armed." So they were ear witnesses. There are typically more ear witnesses than eyewitnesses. And they say, yeah, before we heard the bang, she was yelling at him to go away. Now, even better is if that's recorded on the 911 recording, but we'll take second best.
Right. Yeah, tactics are... That's something you take advantage of. If it presents itself, you take advantage of it. If it doesn't, a tactical response, if it doesn't present itself, then getting off the X is a tactic.
Yep.
Because these guys are not going to be ready for you to move fast, decisive, and hard and be drawing a gun on them while they just lost their sight picture while you were standing still. So... It's a counter thing.
That's it, exactly. I'm still hopeful that they don't notice that Grandma has her hand under her shawl and that there's a gun in it. She's got the drop on them and can shoot anytime she needs. Let's hope for those outcomes.
I think I would probably clutch my chest like I'm having a heart attack and reach somewhere for them to look. And then when they looked... Well, I would be healed, and they would be in trouble. Anyway, we're coming up on the...
After the break.
After the break, we'll continue on with this. This is Lock and Load.
Done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court says an employer who fires someone for merely being gay or transgender violates Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. A march on Georgia is taking place in Atlanta after the shooting death of Rashard Brooks. Brooks was killed in a confrontation with police on Friday when he passed out at a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks then stole one of the police officer's tasers and started running. The police officer shot Brooks and he died a short time later. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News this is a completely different situation than what we saw in Minneapolis.
Mr. Brooks, he didn't just resist a lawful arrest. He did so violently. He fought with the police again and again. He took their weapon, one of their weapons, and tried to use it against them. That is a completely different set of circumstances.
USA Radio News. Self-proclaimed anarchists have taken over Seattle. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has more.
Protesters in Seattle have taken over a seven-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News the city is now close to becoming a lawless state.
This could metastasize across the country. It's quite clear that city of Seattle elected officials are lacking the political will to enforce the rule of law. And this is the closest I've seen since being a 20-year professional of public safety service of our country to becoming a lawless state.
Amazon says that its CEO, Jeff Bezos, is willing to testify before Congress regarding its inquiry into potential antitrust law violations in the tech industry. Amazon has been at the center of an investigation into alleged anti-competition conduct within the tech sector. The House Judiciary Committee is also looking into Facebook, Google, and Apple. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. We've been talking a little bit about tactics. We've been talking a little bit about the Supreme Court. Where would you like to go now?
Well, we can't avoid the unrest in our cities. But boy, I hope we raise the bar for what we'll riot over. In Atlanta, an intoxicated man was driving. He passed out behind a Wendy's fast food restaurant. He's waking up. They wake him up, say, hey, we got to take you in. They can't let him get back in his car and drive away. You can argue about how we should handle drunks, separate issue. At that point, the arrestee grabs the policeman's taser, shoots the policeman with it. Wow. His partner sees the discharge, hears the shot, sees his partner fall, doesn't know that he's been tased, and shoots his partner's attacker. They take him to the hospital. He doesn't survive. The riot starts then when they burn down the Wendy's. What does the restaurant have to do with this? And the mayor of Atlanta, where this occurred, says, oh, we have to fire that officer. The police chief flat out refuses. I won't. And then the mayor said, all right, I'll fire you then. God goes, you can, but I'm not going to fire that officer. He didn't do anything wrong. You should stand up for him. The mayor refused. We get the horrible government we elect. It's tragic.
Yep.
And we're paying for it from coast to coast. I think we have to put a few more questions in the resume questionnaire that we submit to our politicians. I had it here. Darn it. Somebody said, you know, it takes 800 hours to become a cop. Doesn't take any hours of training to become a politician who writes the laws that the cops then have to enforce. This is from Leslie Hollywood. Repealing bad laws would do more to end police brutality than any amount of new laws, because we're seeing cities police for profit. And she goes, good, go ahead, end qualified immunity, but start finding qualified immunity for the politicians who wrote the horrible laws. End it for the DAs who prosecute. End qualified immunity for the judges who signed off on bad warrants. Don't blame it all on the police officers. I hadn't thought of all that. I think she's right.
Yeah, the thing that's beginning to concern me,
yeah,
is that in these areas, where this is only happening for the most part. I think there's two Republican mayors out there in charge of these places where we're having some riots.
Right.
They just can't fire a police officer without due process.
Well, in some sense, that's good, because every drunk who gets pulled over goes, oh, the cop was picking on me.
Right. But, I mean, right. They've got their body cam. They've got their body cams, right, and everything else.
Right.
What happened in Minneapolis, I think, was right, warranted. Getting rid of that guy was,
yep,
warranted. But, I mean, they should. I mean, they got to look at the police unions, too. Because the police,
right,
unions, this guy had a list a mile long. Chauvin, he had a list a mile long. But what is going to end up happening, and it's already beginning to happen in Florida, police chief and I guess the chain of command of the executive staff of the police department masked up, went outside, and took a knee in front of Black Lives Matter. And then their entire 10-man SWAT team quit the SWAT team. They're going to remain as cops. But what we're going to end up getting is we're going to get cops that are cops, and they're just not going to be able to make any calls, right? They're not going to be able to go anywhere and do anything. They're just not going to do it. They'll sit there, they'll do their job, and they'll do the new version of their job, which is anything you do now apparently is beyond the pale, and we'll get you fired. So they just won't go.
They just won't go. A politician in Chicago had a campaign office in a mall. Cops just sat in the office. They said, we have to provide security here, I think it's till 7. That's when the mall closes. They left at 7. The mall was broken into. Looters trashed the Congress critter's office. And he goes, they didn't do anything. He goes, why? You made the rules under which they operate. Why would they extend themselves at all, given the climate of, I'm going to call it, retribution of placing unwarranted blame on police? You and I, but I think, Bill, you were spot on when you said police unions are part of the problem.
Well, I've only ever been in, I was a member of the Teamsters,
right,
when I was in
when
the
you
milk
were a
business.
Delivery driver?
Yeah. I was a member of the Teamsters when I was a delivery driver. And they did get a bunch of jobs reinstated, but they were people that we didn't need to have. They weren't doing the job to begin with.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I wasn't in charge of anything, but I knew enough. I wasn't in the sales department. I was in the shipping department. But I knew enough to know that, okay, so they have to rehire these guys they got rid of because they're in the union.
Right.
But, that's... This guy, Chauvin, he should have been gotten rid of a long time ago. I'm just waiting to say, this is going to make Ferguson look like Romper Room. The chilling effect this is going to have on law enforcement. This is going to make Ferguson look like Romper Room, and Ferguson that cop was in the right. And it was later found that he was in the right. And has anybody heard anything? I mean, he quit being a cop and he moved away.
Yep. This turning police who are doing the right thing into a media sensation is a terrible way to make public policy. And we have politicians doing the expedient thing rather than doing the right thing. It's killing our country. It's a tragedy. Disband the police? Okay. Now we've even had calls to disarm teachers. Very few teachers are armed. The ones that I've met are superbly trained. What are you going to do when a crazy guy comes to school?
I think, as far as that goes, I think I'm waiting to see what school's going to look like. I want to see what school is going to look like, because I think school is going to be a very different animal than it used to be from what we're used to seeing. And I just don't think... I think we're going to see more homeschooling. I think that's going to, and I've seen where some of the leftists are getting really upset about this, but
yes, yeah. Okay. Suppose we doubled or tripled the number of students who are homeschooling. Great for society at large. Will that change the stranglehold that the teachers' unions have, for example, on California politicians?
Yeah,
I don't know that that's enough.
That I'm sure it wouldn't have very much. It wouldn't have any good. It wouldn't do any good for them one way or the other. But we're coming up on the break again. So we'll be right back. Rob is you can catch his podcast at Stitcher Radio, iTunes, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, all over the place. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We're talking to Rob Morse. Today we've been talking so much, I haven't even been able to send you to where he writes and does this other stuff. So let me just put that out here now. He, for his written word, you go to Slow Facts WordPress blog, which it will then go to ClashDaily.com, then Amoland.com. Podcasts he's involved with are both the Polite Society podcast, which is an ensemble cast that gets together and covers a bunch of stuff. And then there is the very unique Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is a forensic examination with him and a armed self-defense instructor looking at a real armed self-defense encounter and just pulling it apart and trying to pick out the good parts from the bad parts. That kind of stuff. I hope I covered everything. And he paddles a boat a lot.
I'm flattered that you know all that. Yeah. I do want us to give us some credit. There is some good, I'll call it, 2A news. Louisville banned no-knock warrants. The excuse given to the media was after the death of a young black woman.
Right.
Remember the EMT, she and her boyfriend were murdered by cops raiding the home, wrong address. The police say they announced themselves. The surviving resident and the neighbors say, we never heard it. What I have to ask is, great solution. Why were you indifferent to so many? And I'm thinking of the white man who was in Maryland who was shot in his bed by the police. His girlfriend right next to him. They never got up. Okay, you finally came to the right conclusion. Sorry it took you so long.
Did you see the report they put out on that?
On which?
On Breonna Taylor in Louisville.
I've seen several things. No, I haven't read the official police report. What did you see?
In the report, it was basically blank. And they listed her as having no injuries, as if 8 bullet wounds are not. You wouldn't consider that to be an injury. I would consider it to be an injury. They didn't consider it. And to me, I'm glad And I think a no-knock raid has a very limited application.
Right.
And they definitely need to get away from doing this stuff for some of this just routine stuff that they're just trying to go into and going in there. I think the guys that did this were in plain clothes, right? The ones that did this. Yeah. They have to have a little bit better setup than that, I'm afraid. And until they get that setup, I guess they just don't need to be doing them.
I think the use of no-knock raids blossomed when we started the, quote, war on drugs. Thank you, Richard Nixon.
Yep.
Can you think of another example other than a hostage situation? I get it. A whole different cat. But a routine warrant where you'd need to go no-knock if we weren't in this crazy drug war?
You know, that part of it is they were saying they needed to have, they needed this to keep them from flushing a bunch of evidence down the drain, that kind of stuff. But how many houses are actually like, you know, a Miami Vice drug smugglers?
Very, very few. Thank goodness.
And I don't know. They do a lot of a lot of these red flag orders are sort of served as no-knock raids, aren't they? In the early morning AM, I mean, that's not even they where they're going. They know the guy hasn't committed a crime. He's just got a red flag order on him.
Right.
So, I mean, and we have seen a guy in Maryland, as a matter of fact, I think his last name was Willis, who had one of those served, and, he dead.
Right. A relative, there was some sort of family feud. I think a niece was living with him, and she says, my uncle was no problem to anybody, and another relative dropped a dime on him and got him killed. We also, I'm not sure how this is going to turn out. I would normally say great, it's good news. The Florida Agricultural Commissioner, Nikki Fried, resumed accepting online firearms applications. Well, she's still being sued because for the last 2 months she refused to do so, including taking fingerprints. There was a recent appellate court in Connecticut that said, guys, I understand there's viruses in the world. You have to take fingerprints for gun permits. It's not optional. You can ignore fingerprints and issue permits, but you have to issue permits. And if to do that, you say you need fingerprints, then you're going to take them. Well, I wonder if we will see governments respond that way now that the U.S. Supreme Court's decided it can't count to two.
Well, I mean, like I said, the other problem they have now, I think, is that a lot of these people are up for re-election in just a few months.
Right.
And they've thrown a lot of people that never looked at the Second Amendment as an election issue have suddenly become single-issue voters.
From your lips to God's ears, I hear that. Would we trust the polls on that?
Are you saying would I trust the tally?
Oh,
the
you
final
mean
tally?
The voting polls?
Yeah.
Wow. Another good question. I was thinking if somebody called me up. My daughter recently got her PhD in sociology. The jokes about how to build a bad poll to get the answer you want, called a push poll, to really find out how people would vote and how that's changed. It's doable, but it's not easy. I would love to see the results of that poll. I hope we see the results in November.
Right. I'm not worried about polls prior to the election. I'm not worried about exit polls or anything else. I just want to see the final tally. I don't pay attention to polls. I think poll is a short way of spelling propaganda.
Right. Too often. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. They're not putting out how many people they're sampling. If they get out there and say, well, it looks like Joe Biden's going to win this, in order to get to this thing, we first surveyed 59% Democrats and 5% Republicans, and everybody else was undecided. So, you know, I don't really, I don't give I'm, if they want to lean that way, that's fine. They're out there and they're pushing Joe Biden. It's got to be
pretty
a sad
clear.
Thing.
Yeah, and it may well have been his campaign that paid for the poll.
Yeah.
You brought something to mind when you said we called. Friends of mine, ex-military, have worked as contractors, both overseas and domestically. After a hurricane, they'd go pull security. The security firms have had so many calls, they can't get enough vets into the Seattle area to provide all the security that people are asking for.
Yeah.
Not a surprise, but...
In a lot of these places, even private residences are trying to hire private security.
Sure. If you had an apartment building, just like after a hurricane.
Yeah. So...
I also noticed, and I'm sure Dan will talk about this more, there are county judges who are taking a county-by-county interpretation of the Second Amendment and whether gun ranges can open in Virginia. Some say yes, some say no. Gosh, you would think, given that it was an enumerated right in the Bill of Rights, it would be a little clearer.
Yep.
But some judges are saying, no. Oh, I'm sorry. The right to regularly train with a firearm, that doesn't come, that's not included in the Second Amendment.
Well, we are running out of time, so that was a good that was a good hour. Fast hour, too. Thank you for joining me this evening. All right.
Take care.
Coming up next is the weekly recap from thetruthaboutguns.com with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.